With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In Glendale, Arizona, President Trump says the evil surrounding the assassination of Charlie Kirk was far-reaching.
Charlie's murder was not just an attack on one man or one movement. It was an attack on our entire nation. That was a horrible attack on the United States of America. It was an assault on our most sacred liberties and God-given rights. The gun was pointed at him, but the bullet was aimed at all of us. That bullet was aimed at every one of us.
The president, along with Charlie's wife, Erica, and thousands others, remembered the conservative champion. Erica Kirk said she forgave the man who killed her husband. It's not the big one, but it's still a trembler in the city by the bay.
A pre-dawn earthquake rattled across metro San Francisco early this morning. The U.S. Geological Survey registered it at magnitude 4.3, centered near Berkeley. It struck shortly before 3 a.m. local time. People reported feeling their homes shaking and getting emergency alerts on their phones. The San Francisco Department of Emergency Service writes on X, while 9/11 received an increase in calls from people who felt shaking, there have been no reports of injuries in San Francisco at this time. And infrastructure is being examined for possible damage. George Williams reporting.
Russia and Ukraine are accusing each other of deadly drone strikes on civilian areas as Ukrainian President Zelensky anticipates a busy week at the UN General Assembly in New York. He aims to boost a U.S.-led peace effort. He has already offered a ceasefire and a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. However, Moscow has issues with some proposals, and peace still seems a distant possibility. Stocks are drifting around their record heights. The Dow up 49 points, the NASDAQ adding 138. This is SRN News. Pastors advise pastors in a new Lifeway study.
The poll asks clergymen what other members of their profession should do to be successful in the ministry. The number one piece of advice is not to neglect marriage and family. Veteran pastors say there's a big risk that a young minister will be so focused on his congregation that his wife and kids suffer, causing problems down the line. The second most popular piece of advice is for pastors to always make time for personal study of the Bible. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jews around the world begin marking the high holy days today. Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, begins at sundown and runs through Wednesday. Jewish people will visit their local synagogues for community, for prayer, and to hear the arresting sound of the shofar. Beyond marking the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah also commemorates the world's birthday, the creation of humans, and the sovereignty and majesty of God. This is SRN News. Missouri Republican Senator Eric Schmidt is out with a new book detailing the extent to which the Biden administration sought to curtail free speech. He uncovered much of that information in a lawsuit against the Biden White House while serving as Missouri Attorney General.
When we got the reams of emails and text messages from high-ranking government officials directly in a secret portal to some of the biggest media companies in the history of the world to silence conservatives, it was shocking.
Senator Schmidt makes his case in the new book, Last Line of Defense, How to Beat the Left in Court. A man charged in the fatal shooting at a New Hampshire country club set to make an initial court appearance today. Authorities say patrons at a restaurant quickly acted and selflessly to stop a gunman who opened fire while a wedding was taking place at the New Hampshire country club. Authorities say gunfire killed 59-year-old Robert DeCesar Jr. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.